In the name of Jesus, Amen. Please be seated. Is it on? Congratulations on the 20th anniversary of International Friends in Christ. In today's gospel, our Lord said, "Blessed are merciful, because they will be shown mercy." These words of our Lord describe not only about Jesus himself, but also you, the saints at Concordia Lutheran Church. Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Having received his mercy, you in turn serve the hundreds of people around here and touched the so many people's hearts and minds, not only Japanese, but according to the invitation card, it says that more than 200 women from Japan, Germany, Ukraine, Russia, Colombia, Taiwan, China, and even Haiti. What a wonderful services you have been rendering to this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed are you. I bless you. These are the words of Jesus to you this morning. There is no question about it. And for my part, let me also add to say with sincere heart, thank you very, very much for sharing the gospel to the Japanese people in America. Thank you. Before we consider the words of our Lord, let me also bring greetings to you from Concordia Theological Seminary. With President Rust, my faculty colleagues, students, staff, they all congratulate you on this day for this wonderful milestone. As we also are thankful for your partnership in the gospel. As you may not know, the Synod has long become incapable of financially supporting its seminaries as it used to, so that we now receive only 1% of the entire budget from the Synod. Supplying that amount is not enough, so we are busy fundraising everywhere. On the other hand, the need for the theological education that is faithful to the scripture and the Lutheran confessions is only increasing, and not only here in the States, but also the entire world. We have many students from the globe. Our faculty also go out to almost every part of the globe, even including me. I was privileged to visit about 20, 25 countries now, and the list of countries is just increasing. This Friday, for example, I'm traveling to Nigeria for the first time, and then Taiwan the next year, Germany and Sweden. So what you are doing, the financial support and supplying seminarians and deaconess students from this congregation, what you are doing is making a huge difference in the Lord's church. So we again like to express our thanksgiving. Let me also insert from time to time in Japanese, if you allow me to. 皆さん、おはようございます。高いところからではありますけれども、本当によくいらっしゃいました。私は正木と申しまして、この教会のものではないんですけれども、日本人を話すこの教会の牧師というのは意外と少ないものですから、近くにおりますので、呼んでいただいてここに参らせていただきました。皆さんが教会に来てくださることが、どれだけ私たちにとって大きな喜びであるか分かりません。今日は朝の礼拝とそれから午後の、パーティーがありますけれども、どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。遠くから近くからいらっしゃって本当にありがとうございます。 Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. What a precious and glorious feast this is. We are talking about all the saints.Not just saints of this congregation, not just saints in the state of Ohio or even the entire country of the United States. We are not just talking about saints of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and all the partner churches around the world. No, we are talking about all the saints, both here on earth and also there in heaven. But now even this expression falls short and inappropriate. Heaven is not up there. The heaven is where Jesus is. Where Jesus is, there are his saints. Then where is Jesus? Quite often we misunderstand that he is either in our hearts, in your hearts, or he's sitting at the right hand of God somewhere in up there in heaven. Now, both options provide inadequate situation because there is no way to prove that Jesus is actually in my heart. Or Scripture doesn't support the idea is that heaven is a location up there at the right hand of God either. Because according to the Bible, the right hand is not a location, but the almighty power of God. Otherwise, if Jesus is up there in heaven, it's like a youth ministry lock in or lock up, what do you say? They are locked in to a particular place and they cannot go out. Is Jesus that unfree? Of course not. The profound joy of All Saints Day is that Concordia Lutheran Church here in Findlay, Ohio, is the place where heaven is being opened. Can you recall what happened and how it is described when Jesus was baptized? When Jesus was baptized, we hear that the heavens were opened, right? Whenever there is the baptism taking place, here is heaven. The door to the heaven is here, here on earth, in this particular place. In addition, we have the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is a place where Jesus dwells. How do we know? The Lord's Supper, if it is done according to Christ's institution and his mandate, then he does what he said he would. In other words, where the Lord's Supper is administered, we know for sure and certain that Jesus is here. And if Jesus is here, then all the saints are also here. Not just those of you who commune here, but those who have gone before us too. Again, the church is not only here in this place, but all the places of entire history of the earth. Yes, we have experienced sorrows and grief for the loss of our loved ones, and sadness was there also with me last year when my father died and taken to the Lord in the summer last year. So I know, at least to a certain degree, there is sadness, grief, sorrow. But we actually don't sorrow and grieve like any other people, because the fact is they have not been taken away from us. They are still with the Lord, living and singing and speaking and enjoying the company of heaven. And those of you who may still know my father, he is a talkative person, and so we just joke among ourselves that heaven is now so loud. They are laughing, speaking, and having good time with each other. Every Sunday we sing in the liturgy with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. Who are they? The faithful who went before us. We lord and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Where is heaven? Right here. Earth, all of the places because Jesus is both God and man. And where he is, there is heaven. And here it is, the glorious fact, even though we don't see it with our eyes, if you understand it by faith, here is the place. You have come to the best place in the whole world. Or what Old Testament says about Sabbath, Sabbath means rest. You don't have to go to Florida for vacation. You can come to the church for vacation. This is a place where you enjoy receiving the Lord's wonderful dealing with you, according to his gracious and merciful words of our Lord, and even the body and blood of Christ. Our joy is not just in the fact that those who have gone before us are present with Jesus, but they have, as we have heard already, washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the lambs. The saints who went before us have their share in his kingdom precisely because into their mouths the body and the blood of Jesus have been put. One drop of his blood is worth more than everything in the whole world. And that blood has been put into the ones who are deceased in Christ. The All Saints Day is like a combination of Good Friday, Easter, Ascension, Pentecost, and the ongoing ministry of Jesus through the pastor. This is such a glorious occasion that we are given this day. Now I have to try speaking something in Japanese. Pray for me. この日はですね、教会では全生徒の日と申しまして、すべての生徒を覚えるという日になっています。いわば日本でいうとですね、命日にあたるようなもんでしょうか。一年に一度、教会で、教会の方々で亡くなられた方を覚えたり、そして、神様と一緒に復活の喜びを味わうというそのような日なんですけれども、私たちがここで喜ばせていただいているその一つの大きな理由はですね、天国というのは私たちが目に見えないところの遥か彼方にあるというようなものではなくて、あるいは私たちがこういうところであってほしいなというところでもなくて、そういう私たちの思いが作る場所ではなくて、実際にある神様がイエス様と共にいらっしゃる、そういう場所で、その場所といいますのは実はこの近くにある、いやもうこの教会がそのものであるということが聖書から聞いているわけですね。私たちの人生は神様に作られて神様と共に歩む人生ですけど、なんと毎日のように神様を忘れて生活しているでしょうか。私のには子供が3人おりますけど、もし3人の子供たちが私や家内を忘れてしまうならば本当に悲しいです。私たちの神様に作られた私たちは神様と共にその関係の中で生かされるときに初めて喜びがあるんですけど、その喜びがこの地上の生活だけではなくて天国に行ってからもずっと続いている、しかも聖書によると肉体の復活もあるということなので、私たちの喜びは尽きないと思います。Our Lord says in our text, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. And we like to concentrate on just this verse, because the beatitude is just so profound and so much, and I need maybe 20 hours to preach, and you don't want that to happen. Just one verse. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. What did he mean when he said the poor in spirit? Not poor in the property or money or bank account, but poor in spirit. According to the Bible, this is not a description of our attitude or a description of our awareness of spiritual poverty either. Just as we may say, if I humble myself before God, then I am poor in spirit. Or if I am not proud and we acknowledge other people better than ourselves, then we are okay. No, we are not talking about our attitude or moral behaviors. This is about status or condition or fact. Perhaps you can recall in the small catechism, when you had a lesson, do you remember still the small catechism? You used to memorize all those verses and passages. When it came to the third article of the creed, there was the most strange way of expression there. It started to say, I believe that I cannot believe. I believe that I cannot believe by my own reason or strength to believe in Jesus Christ or even come to him. Now, being poor in spirit means exactly this, that we do not have any resources in ourselves to please him or even come to him or even keep our faith in him. We do not have any resource in ourselves. Therefore, if we are told we must believe and accept Jesus to be saved, there is not much hope with us. Faith is not something we achieve by something that we do. We are all by nature poor in spirit, as we are also by nature sinful and unclean. Well, some of you may raise an objection by saying, but Pastor Masaki, over the course of my years at Concordia, nourished by a series of pastors here, now Pastor DiPaoli, I know that I have grown as a Christian. My faith is stronger than before. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, your faith doesn't save you. Christ does. Besides, when you grow as a Christian, you experience more conflict within you than ever before. That is, as Paul describes, between your old Adam and the new Adam, fighting against each other in your heart. So if I ask your board of elders, Mr. Roger Dumpke, or Pastor David DiPaoli, or any other faithful people over here this morning, are you less a sinner today than a week ago? Or are you a better Christian than 10 years ago? Do you have fewer sinful desires today than when you were teenagers? If they are honest, I know what their answer is. I'm a worse sinner today than ever before. Just as St. Paul also said, as the time progressed, at the end he said, I am the worst of all the sinners. Your accomplishment at your workplaces and your loving labor for your family at home remain wonderful things, of course. But in terms of your relationship to Jesus, you remain, what our confessions say, bottomlessly sinful. Now, if there is no bottom, whatever inside here just goes out. You are, and we all are, bottomlessly sinful. That's what our confessions say, faithfully from the Bible. Regardless of our age, gender, or culture, one thing remains true. We are all sinners. That is, the fact of poor in spirit remains with us, whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not. As I often speak to my students, you don't just have problems. You are the problem. One of the toughest things in reaching out to the Japanese people is that popular religions over there have no teaching on this particular point. The fact is that all the Japanese people are also poor in spirit, of course, but they have no idea about it because they are not taught about it. But I have to stop and speak a little bit in Japanese too. Poor in spirit. Okay, there are several examples that I'd like to show you. And for example, Buddhism. We have three basic religions in Japan. One is Buddhism, occupying about 80 million people, and Shinto, another 80 million people, and Confucianism, basically everyone. Our population is only 120, which means that everyone should have at least two or three religions at the same time. Whether they know it or not. So, for example, in Buddhism, the basic teaching is that our life consists of sufferings. To be born is a suffering. To grow old is a suffering. I have a pain shoulder for some months for no reason, just age. To become sick is suffering. To die is suffering. Don't you think that you can agree with Buddhism? In addition, they also add, a separation from a loved one is suffering. The opposite also is true. They say, having to live together with a hated one is also a suffering, like a dorm room in the college. Not getting what you desire is also suffering. And finally, acknowledging that everything in life is suffering. Because these sufferings are the result, they say, of a chain of events and causes that go all the way back to the fundamental human desire and the passion for survival, because you want to live, therefore these are considered as suffering. When you cut yourself off from such a basic desire for survival, then you can withdraw yourself from this vicious cycle of unending sufferings. Now, in this talk and teaching, is there any topic of sin or poor in spirit? Of course not. How about Confucianism briefly? Like Buddhism, there is no creator God in Confucianism. There is no sin, therefore there is no forgiveness. But unlike Buddhism, Confucianism's worldview is thoroughly positive. For Confucians, this world is an enjoyable place to be. They deny the existence of both heaven and hell. This world is the only thing that they are caring about. Confucianism views man as a union of soul and body. In the Chinese characters, soul is written as a dead person in a cloud. And the body is written in the way of a dead person with white bones. When a man dies, his soul will begin to float about in the air like a cloud, and his body go down to the earth and ends up becoming white bones. When surviving family member, especially the eldest son, prays before the memorial tablet located on the family altar, then the deceased man's soul in the air and his body from the ground become reunited. In Confucianism, it is believed that the deceased loved ones, such as your mother or your father, still watches over you from somewhere, typically from behind the grass or from behind this or that tree. Therefore, long before the New Age spirituality started to practice a communication or speaking to the dead people everyday basis, Confucianism had been doing so for centuries. And this is their version of the real presence. Where is sin in Confucianism? Is there any talk on the poor in spirit? Absolutely not. Finally, Shinto. That's the Japanese particular religion. Actually, Shinto comes closest in terms of a concept of sin in Japan. But unfortunately, sin is only against your family, your neighbor, your community, and never against God. The purpose of man's life, according to Shinto, is to participate in the ongoing work of God's in building harmonious society and community. It is rather a serious matter when individuals disturb such community life, especially during the seasonal visit of the ancestor gods in the January and August, when those ancestor gods come to visit the families to eat with them and drink with them. You must entertain gods and make them happy. It is all about hospitality that we render before God. Otherwise, their wrath will fall upon you. Again, there is no talk on us being poor in spirit. There is no sin before God. Nihon ni aru kihon teki na 非常に大まかな話だけさせていただいたんですけれども、仏教ですとか儒教ですとか神道を見ますと、神様がこの世を作られたとか、私たちが神様の御前に罪人であるとかというような考え方は一切ありませんね。特に、仏教、すみません、神道の中で言いますと、お正月の お祭りの時に、私たちが使うこのお箸ですら両側が丸くなっていて、こちらで食べているときに実は神様もこちらで食べているという話だそうです。神様がやってきますので、家をきれいにしなければいけません。隅々まできれいにします。そうして神様に失礼のないように、そして一緒に食べて一緒に飲んで、祝福があるようにというのがもともとの正月の由来だそうです。まあ、同じようなことがお盆のお祭りでも行われますし、私たちが神様から何かをいただくというのではなくて、神様がに怒られないように、怒りがこちらに来ないように恐れの中である宗教ではないかと思われます。また多くの方々が実はあまりご存じないのは、各家に神棚があって、しかも仏壇がある、仏壇の中に実は一番大事な位牌がある。位牌に向かって毎日挨拶をして、捧げ物をして、お話をして、これは実は仏教の話ではなくて儒教から来るものだそうです。ですから本物のといいますか、オリジナルの仏教を見ますと、私たちが亡くなられたお父さんお母さんおじいちゃんおばあちゃんと話ができるということは一切ありません。日本で語られているいろいろな仏教神道、そういったことを実際に本当はどういう教えから来ているのかということを調べてみると、なかなか厳しいものがありまして、私たちがこれまで信じてきたようなことが 実はあまり土台がないということが分かってきます。まあ、ポイントは、日本にいる宗教、諸宗教は、皆私たちが罪人であるということはなるべく避けてですね、通っているということなんですね。So, dear saints in Concordia, so I'd like to shift our attention to you again. Do you know yourself that you are poor in spirit yourself? Do you know it? This is not just a problem of the Japanese people alone. Satan, the world, and your own sinful flesh keep on attacking you and attacking your possession of the Lord's name. You have been baptized. What did you get in baptism? The best gift ever, the name of the Lord. In Revelation, it says that you can stand before God and you get to see him without being punished. Why? Because in your forehead, God's name is written that you received in holy baptism. Satan doesn't sleep. He doesn't take vacation. He always attacks us. And without our knowledge, we are actually targeted by all the world, the Satan, and our even sinful flesh agreeing with them. You are easily misguided by Satan's delusion that if you belong to yourself, you are better off. Or you think that you can manage your Christian life, but you are not strong enough in yourself. You are not courageous enough with your bravery. Being poor in spirit is not just having no spiritual resources ourselves, but it's an active enmity against God and toward God. We are the ones who offend him, just as we regularly confess at the beginning of the service. And we persecute his word. As Luther noted quite often, every sin is an attempted murder of God because we put ourselves at the center. But for such sinful people who we are, the Lord Jesus has become poor in himself. This passage is about him. He became poor for you. Jesus became weak for you. He became sin for you. He became curse in the place of you. Your sins are now located on Jesus Christ, our Lord, and on his shoulders, and it's not on you, unless you say, I'd like to pick up back from him to me. The sin has been condemned in Christ. There is no condemnation remaining if you are in Christ. Your sins are now located in him. Not just some of your sins, but all of your sins. Not only small sins, but also the sins of any size and magnitude. What Jesus did as your Savior on Calvary all counts for you. And the wonderful news is that Jesus is more Savior than we can ever imagine he is. So, as we celebrate All Saints' Day, we rejoice. We are given the greatest gift as those saints who went before us. And I'm so happy that on this occasion there is Lord's Supper. As we approach the Lord's table, as we eat our Lord's body and blood, we are the church. Not only us communing here, but also from the other side of heaven, all the saints are here also. And we are the same church, one faith, one baptism, one hope, one eternal glory as well. What a blessing it is that we have nothing in us that we deserve his great mercy, but we are because of his great mercy upon us. The poor in spirit, we are not, but he is. He became poor for you so that you may be saved and keep on going as blessed Christian. この日、All Saints Day、全聖徒の日をお祝いできることを本当に感謝したいと思います。私たちの罪は、全部実は、イエス・キリストが十字架にかかって、 代わりに神様からの裁きを受けて、そして許しを獲得してくださいまして、その許しが私たちのところにフリーギフト、もう全く無代価の贈り物として与えられます。与えられています。洗礼を受けられた方、与えられています。もう確実に主がなさってくださった技です。この日にですね、私たちが神様と共に同じ祝福に味わうことができることを本当に心から感謝させていただきたいと思います。 Blessed All Saints Day and alsocongratulations again on the 20th anniversary of a wonderful program that you have been doing. In the name of Christ. Amen.